Who's enjoyed their service so far?
Yeah.
Well, now it comes to the really important part. And Stephen and Army, how long have you... I was trying to work out exactly how long you've been with us. It's been over a year, right? December 2019, officially. I met you in October, didn't I? Or September of 2019. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, great. So 18 months or so. Fantastic. Awesome. Well, before these guys, I invite these guys. We've got special chairs this morning. Special ordination chairs. And before we do that part, I want to explain what ordination is for that number of people who say to me, what's it all about? And who's ever been to an ordination service before? Give me a raise your hand. I know Greg Moore has. Some of you have. Oh, so I saw quite a few of you. Who hasn't? Okay, about 30% haven't. Well, you're in for a treat. And but before we get started, like I said, there are some people who were unable to make it physically this morning who we would like to, they want to say something to you guys. Is that okay? So I've got prepared these videos for you. Let's roll with the first one. You're going to have to turn it up somehow.
There. I'd like to introduce my little Florence Honora Chan. And you know, when we're born, we never know what's in store for us. Our parents don't even know, but God has a plan for our life, and He's got a plan for your life, and that is to be ordained as pastors. And I'm so proud and so privileged to be a part of that journey with you guys. I just pray that the Holy Spirit will really confirm the call that He's got on your life. Love you both, and my love to the church is bye, guys.
So that was my wife, Pastor Andrea, who's over in Adelaide. We have a, well, let's just keep them rolling if you can. We have the next video. Pastor Jason from C3 Heaven and Heights, State
out
Director.
To all of our friends at C3 Frio and C3 Wellard, to your incredible pastors. Salute you, Pastors Nige and Andrea, and to the man and woman of the moment, Stephen and Unami, being ordained today as C3 pastors, as ministers, as shepherds, and we want to endorse you, celebrate you, and as Jesus says, I will build my church, we are so grateful that He's going to continue to do that through extraordinary people like you guys. And so there is power coming into your world today afresh to live this call, and so embrace all He's doing. Be excited, church family, and we are cheering you on. Woo!
Yeah. Hey, Stephen and Unami, congratulations on your ordination. I'm praying for you today that this will be a special blessing when you will feel the mantle of the Holy Spirit come upon you in a brand new way. You'll see doors and joy and peace and hope breaking open for you and for all the folks that are Fremantle and Wellard. Enjoy your day, have a fabulous party, and be blessed mightily.
Stephen and Unami, congratulations. We wish we could be there with you, Lil and myself. We would love to be there. You serve so well in C3 Port Hedland with us, and we love you so much, and we're just really cheering you on. We know that God's going to use your unique talents to bless the church down there, and the Holy Spirit is going to work through you, move through you, guide you, as He always does. Love you guys. You have a fantastic day.
Awesome. So good. Well loved, these guys. So thank you for sharing a special occasion with us today. And if you've come specially because Stephen and Army have invited you, it's a real honour, I know, that, and just thank you for being here for this great occasion for them. It's almost like a wedding, isn't it? Okay. When Paul commissioned Timothy, he said these words. It's 1 Timothy 1:18 and 19. Timothy, my son. Let me shoot that. Fantastic. Here are my instructions for you. Based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, may they give you the confidence to fight well in the Lord's battles. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ and always keep your conscience clear. Stephen and Anami have shared with me that they were prophesied over up at C3 Port Hedland. That was the man with the incredible moustache on the video. He's an artist, amongst other things, good friend of mine. And they were sharing that Pastor Andrew Kabbalah, who's now actually in Wollongong, he prophesied over them that they would be pastors, and they kind of looked at each other and put, well, we'll put that on the shelf because I don't really know how that's going to happen. God has other plans. And so thank you for hearing the voice of God, and rather than just discarding it, actually going, well, Lord, I'm available. Because that may have changed that moment in time. And for those of you who have had a word, yes, put it on the shelf if you don't think. However, make yourself available. Because you don't know what God can do in your life in the future. So when Moses appointed Joshua, God was specific. He said to Moses, transfer your authority to him. So the whole community of Israel will obey him. So the whole community of Wellard will obey them. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. Okay. We're allowed to have fun in church, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's Numbers 27, verse 20. And this is an important thing to do for the life and progress of the church. And today we're not going to hold back in any way the call of God on the lives of Stephen and Anami. And we are in fact desiring that they prosper in their leadership and that we will support them wholeheartedly. Amen?
Amen.
And so throughout both the Old and New Testaments, men and women were commissioned for service by the prophets and church leaders of the time. It is something that the board of the church and the members of the congregation agree on. This couple can lead us well into our future. And we are recognizing that Stephen and Anami Mgwenzi are committed to building the house of God, leading God's people, making great decisions for the future of the house of God, and using abilities to forward the work of God. In Acts 13, 1-3, it says this. Among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon, called the black man. Stephen and I have a bit of a joke, because the Bible is not PC. Because Stephen calls me the white man. And I just put that verse in because I just thought it was appropriate this morning. Is that okay? Anyway, better move on. Lucius from Cyrene, Manine, the childhood companion of the king of Herod of Antipas, and Saul. And one day, as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, appoint Barnabas and Saul, the others did eventually get appointed, by the way, for the special work to which I've called them. So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them. What did they do? Laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. And so, this is one of multiple in Acts where this happens, to build the church to amazing. So, Stephen and Anami, because I wanted to look at you before you get up on the chairs. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, we won't need this in a minute anyway. So, Stephen and Anami, I'm going to apply reader's license now to Acts 13. My reader's license. Now, in the church that was at Fremantle and Wellard, there were a certain couple and their family who have been brought up under the leadership of C3 Port Hedland and more recently Pastor Nigel and Andrew Sermon. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Pastor Stephen and Unami Mgwenzi for the work to which I've called you to do. Having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on me. Stephen and Unami, the pastoral office is very important for the church. And I know that you do not take this lightly. This is the will of God for you, and God desires to raise you up for this important leadership office. Ministry or service is not always about what I want to do. Rather, it is about what needs to be done. Andrew and I wish to thank you for your willing heart to learn and adapt and grow into this role over the past 18 months or so. And Ephesians 4:12 is applicable here. And he gave some to be pastors for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And as a congregation today, we are saying we believe in you and the work you are doing. As the early church grew in the New Testament, the apostles laid hands on their leaders that they considered to be full of the Holy Spirit. And as they honored those men and women, the disciples increased greatly. And today we are honoring you, Stephen and Unami, for the work you have already done in making disciples. And we will soon place a mantle upon you through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, recognizing you as pastors of C3 Fremantle and Wellington. Throughout Scripture, two main things were practiced when someone was ordained. You may have guessed it already. Number one, hands were laid on the person. Number two, the person was anointed, or the people, the couple in this case, married couple, were anointed with oil. Numbers 27:18 to 20 describes it well. Take Joshua, son of Nun, who has the Spirit in him, and lay your hands on him. Present him to Eleazar, the priest, before the whole community, and publicly commission him with the responsibility of leading the people. Transfer your authority to him so the whole community of Israel, there's that word again, will obey him. Moses did as the Lord commanded. Nigel and Andrea, God bless Andrea for the video, from Adelaide. We've only just become grandparents for the first time. Nigel and Andrea did as the Lord commanded and presented Stephen and Unami to the whole community. They laid hands on Stephen and Unami and commissioned Stephen and Unami for their responsibilities. Now, oil in the New Testament is associated with the anointing of the Holy Spirit on a person's life. It is derived from scriptures like this one, which comes from an Old Testament passage, but it's talked about again, obviously, in Acts and other places. 1 Samuel 16:30. This is probably a really good one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil he had brought and poured it on David's head, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him from that day. Are we believing for that, church?
Yeah.
And so, why I find it particularly important to do an ordination service is that an authority comes on a person once they have been anointed with oil. So, it's time for the ordination itself. So, can I ask Donovan to please pop the chairs up for me? Manley, you're going to have to move from your seat. Thanks, man. And let's pop these up here, and we'll continue. And I'll ask Stephen and Unami to sit facing the congregation. Please come and join us. But you're a bit too far away, I think. Husband and wife, you need, might need one old hand. And I'll need some bit of room at the back. Is that all right? That's better. Fantastic. Now, you're not really facing one another properly, are you, Steve? Is that on purpose? just a little bit more angled. Awesome. All right. Stephen and Anami, we recognize your divine personal call today. We wish to confirm your service before the local church congregation. And I'd like to give you this charge from 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit to you, Pastor Stephen and Anami Mgwenzi. I commission you with the responsibility of leading the people to fight well in the Lord's battles, to cling tightly to your faith in Christ, to always keep a clear conscience, according to the prophecies previously made about you, that as you know in your heart, and as we, your congregation, acknowledge, you are now placed into pastoral office. I'm going to ask those people, because we want me to pray, so if I can ask Fernando and Rebecca, who have come from Wollongong, pastors over there, let's give them a hand, and Greg as a board member, please come. And so, Fernando, if you could just, oh, Donovan, you've got it, thank you. This is why I need you to be closer, because we're going to, very important part of the service here is that we anoint you with oil. Thank you, Fernando. Why don't you hit up all the mics so I can...
What if it gets in their eyes?
All right. Well, because we're in African culture, we'll start with a man. Would only be appropriate, wouldn't it? We pour this oil, and I'll do the same for Anami. We pour this oil onto your head. It's coming. In recognition of the gift of the Holy Spirit being on you for this good work, and to empower you in this role for your future. Let me do the same for another. We pour this oil onto your head in recognition of the gift of the Holy Spirit being on you for this good work, and to empower you in this role for your future. To lead and oversee C3 Fremantle and Wellard and its associated ministries, to bring glory to the living God, to bring honour to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, developing others for ministry. Stephen and Anami, you are now officially installed as pastors of C3 Fremantle and Wellard.
It's interesting in Isaiah, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the next bit of that scripture says, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And so Jesus takes some of that government and is going to set it upon these guys' shoulders. So I'm wondering if you're able to, would you mind just standing and just reach into these guys as we just pray that government, that anointing, that blessing, that mantle is going to rest upon these guys. They're going to be mighty ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's just reach out and pray for them. Oh Lord, as we just acknowledge the giftedness and the blessing that these guys have been to us, we recognize that your government is something that sits upon people. You call people to fill certain roles, and you give them the ability to do that. You bless them, you encourage them, but you give them the giftedness and the authority in the name of Jesus to do the role that you call them to do. And right today we see a fresh lot of government sitting upon Anami and upon Stephen Mgwenzi in the name of Jesus, that they will have authority that yesterday they didn't have, that today they have through the Holy Ghost, an anointing that touches them, that changes them, that gifts them, that lifts them up, that strengthens them, that enables them to do all you've called them to do, and to do it gloriously and powerfully and successfully in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, minister to them.
Thank you, Lord. For I've called you out from a place that seemed to be barren. I have called you out, have I not, from the desert lands. I have called you out to flourish for such time as this. I have called you from and into for my purposes. And I have seen your heart, and amidst all the struggles, amidst all the questions, amidst all the busyness of life and children, I have placed this mantle upon you. It is no accident. It is ordained by God. Fernando.
Lord God, as you've called us to separate this couple from amongst the community, Lord God, they carry the Holy Spirit, your wisdom, your love for this community, Lord Jesus. And they step into a season, Lord God, where though even though they may seem like alone as leaders, Lord, I pray for the groups, the leaders that are going to surround Unami and Steve and grow this church together as the people that you're going to bless them with, Lord God. As like the word we just heard, you're preparing them so they can prepare the saints, Lord God. So bless them, Lord God, in this new season. And they don't take it lightly, Lord God. They're going to go with it, everything they've got. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God. Protect their children as they grow stronger, Lord God. As they grow stronger in their love for you, their children will also be in the same path, Lord God. We thank you for them, Lord God. They are well loved, and we love them dearly, Lord God. Bless them beyond their capacity, whatever they could even ask or think, Lord God. You've gone before them. You've prepared that ground. They're coming now to take that territory, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks.
This is the year, it's called the year of the mouth, where the word of God is spoken and the power of God will come out. With the word of God will be powerful. We pray as you both speak the word of God, the living true word of God, we pray that many lives will be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the living word of God. We thank you for the life that Jesus has paid for us. And we thank you, Lord God, for the leadership that you have placed in Unami and Stephen. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, for your kingdom, Lord God, and your will to be done in their lives, in this house, in this community, as it is in heaven. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Yeah, give them a hand. Thank you, Lord. Now I want to get a photo of this. I think we have our photographer around. Thanks, Mick, for being here today. If you'd just like to take your certificate out, and perhaps we'll get a photo before we finish up. Is that okay? Is that going in your eyes? Do you need some water? You'll manage? All right, if you just want to hold those out, we'll do this, we'll get a photo. We'll come around, guys, let's do this together. The sacrifice has only just begun. All right. You're going to look at Vic. Okay, we're ready? Thanks, Vic. Good. Awesome. Fantastic. Now, also, we have a little gift for you. Unami, we'd like to give you, just as a bit of thanks for this day and your obedience to the Lord, some lovely flowers. And Stephen, I have, well, it's for both of you, but you get to keep the ordination jar. It actually is from the 18th century. It's an 18th century replica. It is worth something. Do not throw it out. So be blessed. And I just find that we did, way back, years ago, I was given a pewter mug. They're very difficult to find jugs like this now. You can't get them in Australia. I found out that I managed to source one because I think it's significant that we do some of these old traditions. And so there you go. God bless you richly, both of you. And for the congregation, do we agree with what has happened today? And as where's the African poll? Give me one. Come on. Yeah, love it. Awesome. All right. We need a bit of music and a bit of dancing.
All right.
Bit of music as we finish. Thanks, guys. All right.
Couple of you.
God bless. That's the end of our service.
It needs to be a pure.